Happy Sabbath. It's nice to be gathered here in God's holy Sabbath to worship and to sing praises to our great Creator and also to fellowship with one another. The fall holy days are just a couple weeks away, and I know that we're all excited about going to the Feast of Tabernacles. However, there are many that believe we do not have to keep the Sabbath or the holy days of the Old Testament. So why do we keep these days? After all, the Apostle Paul said we didn't have to, according to most biblical scholars and Christian churches. So on this Sabbath day, what we're going to do is we're going to examine one of the verses in Paul's writings where most claim that he taught against keeping the Sabbath and the holy days. We will look at what most scholars claim the verse is about, and then we will break it down into its context and see what Paul is really saying. If you would please turn with me to Paul's letter to the brethren in the area of Galatia, Galatians 4 and verse 10. I'll be reading out of the New King James Version, Galatians 4 and verse 10. You observe days and months and seasons in years. Okay, great. What is Paul talking about here to the Galatians? What is he trying to say here? Well, this is what most biblical scholars claim Paul was saying. He was scolding them because they were listening to the Judaizers. The claim is that the Jews in the area were teaching these Gentile Christians that they had to observe the Sabbath and the holy days for the old covenant, of that old covenant, for salvation purposes. Now, most commentaries will say that these days that Paul was talking about refers to the Sabbath and also some other days that the Jewish observed. The months, of course, refers to the new moon celebrations they would have each and every month. The seasons, or the times, as in other translations, is talking about the Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Those three times a year that God tells his people to come before him. And finally, the years that they refer to, the sabbatical years and also the year of Jubilee. Now, most Christian churches claim that Paul taught against the Sabbath and the holy days because they want to believe that the law was done away with, so that's why we don't have to keep those days. Now, some of the Sabbath-keeping churches out there believe he was only referring to the holy days and not the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is not mentioned anywhere in the book of Galatians. And it is not mentioned. Usually when one refers to the Sabbath in the Bible, they clearly say it. However, their argument is also flawed because God's festivals are not even mentioned in the book of Galatians either. So looking at this so far, can't be the Sabbath. It's not the holy days that we're talking about here. And it surely wasn't the new moon celebrations, as they wouldn't have done that in Galatia. So what about the years that we're talking about here? Well, in the Jewish Encyclopedia and other references, they claim that the Jubilee was not even being observed anywhere during Paul's day. Nowhere. And the sabbatical years were only being observed around ancient Israel, around Jerusalem and the surrounding areas. Surely this would not have been kept in the Gentile lands. Let's look a little bit closer at this scripture now by reading what precedes it in verses 8 and 9 in Galatians 4. But then, indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not gods. Verse 9. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, to which you desire again to be in bondage? Wow. Let's look at a few key things that Paul is saying right here. First of all, Paul is addressing congregations that are mostly made up of Gentile peoples. And we know that because in the first chapter of Galatians, he refers to them as being uncircumcised physically. So we know that most of these people he's talking to are Gentiles. And these people did not know of God or Jesus until he taught them. And God opened up their minds to his truth about the Sabbath and the holy days. Paul sounds puzzled at the fact that they are turning back to their old useless practices. If they were returning to their old ways before they knew of God, would it be the Sabbath and the holy days? The Galatians would not have learned of these days until Paul taught them and gave them instructions on how to observe the holy days and the Sabbath. Another interesting thing here is weak and beggarly elements. Some commentaries try to claim that the Sabbath and the holy days are weak since the observation of them would not impart salvation to anyone. Now, we have Paul's writings, and we see how he talks, and we know that he was a very religious man. So knowing Paul through the many letters, he would never, ever refer to keeping God's holy days, and especially the Sabbath, which is a commandment of God's laws, as being weak and beggarly. Paul himself kept the Sabbath in the holy days, and he taught others to do so. So clearly this shows that this must be something else that he was referring to, and he was upset with the Galatians because they were backsliding. Let us check out the Weymouth translation of these same verses, which reads as follows in verse 8. But at one time, you Gentiles, having no knowledge of God, were slaves to gods which in reality do not exist. Verse 9. Now, however, having come to know God, or rather to be known by him, how is it that you are turning back to the weak and worthless rudimentary notions to which you are once more willing to be enslaved? Verse 10. You scrupulously observe days and months, special seasons and years. Seems a little bit more clear reading this here that we understand what's going on here. The Galatian province was part of pagan Asia Minor, which observed many different gods. They observed festivals to honor the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars. These are the elements that they worshipped. These are the weak and beggarly things that they worshipped. They were turning back to pagan gods as deceivers started to creep into their congregations and taught a false gospel which mixed paganism with true Christianity. I love this word scrupulous. It's fun to pronounce as well. As it pairs up with observe, since together it means to watch closely as one would anxiously check out the calendar, watch the seasons. We're talking about astrology here. Before their conversion, the Galatians would have observed various days, months, seasons, and yearly events based on their pagan calendar. Another thing that they liked was their unlucky and lucky days, which were observed in Egypt and was adopted by the Greek and the Roman cultures with a host of other pagan beliefs. But it seems silly to us today that somebody would have an unlucky day or lucky days. But even today there are many who will read their horoscope before they even start their day. Some won't even get out of bed. And there's other days, like, what about Friday the 13th? When you really look at where that comes from, it's this false teaching, as you all know. Okay, maybe the children don't know, so let me just tell you real quick. When Jesus was with his apostles on the Last Supper, is what people call it, that last meal, there was 13 of them there. And we know there was probably a little bit more than that. But there was 13 there. And then the next day on Good Friday, they crucified Jesus. And that's why they say that Friday the 13th is unlucky. Which we know from that context that that is a complete lie as well. But people will have their special days like that. So we can see here that Paul's concern for the Galatians was that they were returning to a way of life from which God had called them. The weak and beggarly elements were demon-inspired, idolatrous practices. They were in reference to the heavenly bodies that regulate the calendar and are associated with many pagan festivals. Idolatrous festivals and observances that the Galatian Gentiles had observed before conversion. Most of these festivals, however, are still being observed today, but they're under different names. So from the context here, we can see that it's simply not logical to conclude that Paul was criticizing the observance of the biblical Sabbath and God's festivals, since they were not even mentioned anywhere in this epistle. Instead, he was attacking misguided efforts to attain salvation through unnecessary superstitious observances. As mentioned before, Paul kept the Sabbath in the holy days of God, which you can find in the Acts of the Apostles and also in 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians, he teaches the observance of the Passover in the days of unleavened bread to the Gentiles in Corinth. So, brethren, it's not talking about the Sabbath and the holy days as being banished. So let us rejoice that God has shown us his great festivals and his true plan of salvation. And let us enjoy the rest of this Sabbath day that our great Creator God has given to us and Jesus our Savior is Lord of. And let's look forward to the fall festivals of God. And I hope everybody has a very wonderful Feast of Tabernacles.